clearly the most impressive winner at Rose Hill yesterday was Unforgotten in race two. She went back to back after winning at Rose Hill the previous week. Her sectionals were outstanding. The man who's ridden her in the last two Saturday wins at Rose Hill, Jay Ford's on the line. Jay, good morning. Thanks for joining us. And sometimes you have to trust your eyes. She does look a good filly in the making, Unforgotten.
Yeah, morning. Certainly. I think she's shown that yet again yesterday. She's got a lot of class to her. And both her two wins have been most impressive.
Not only looked good, but felt good too from all reports, Jay. You were very confident a long way out. I think you didn't wake her up until the 600 metre.
Yeah, she has that ability to just put herself to sleep early, and I think that's going to put her in get good stead for down the track, because I think, ultimately she's probably going to end up over 2,000 metres. But she gives you a great feel, and... when I switched her on there prior to the bench, she just hops into that next gear, and we hit the front as we please.
Yeah, for such a lightly raced filly, Jay, she seems push button.
Yeah, she is. And I think that's one of her best attributes. She's very calm and relaxed. And even in the enclosure pre-race yesterday, she just strides around like she's been there a million times before. And, there's a lot of quality to her.
Do you get the, from an instruction point of view, what does Chris say? Does he leave it open to you? Clearly yesterday didn't seem to get in any trouble, but it looks like you only had to put into place plan A.
Yeah, it was pretty straightforward yesterday. Keep her out of trouble.
Yeah.
She's a horse who likes to generally settle back. So, we didn't want to change that. Chris just said to... let her be comfortable. Wherever she's happy travelling is the right position, and get her to the outside and give her a trouble-free run.
Jay, she came home, as I mentioned earlier, in I think she was timed individually to run 33.17 a last 600. Did you actually get to the bottom of her? Because I think you were pretty easy on her, really, in the straight.
Yeah, look, I was pretty kind to her. I felt if challenged that I still had more underneath me.
So she could have gone much faster, Jay, yeah.
No, well, when you're running those sorts of times, that's pretty quick as
yeah.
it is. So, I was pretty kind to her. And like I said, I think if challenged, there was a bit more underneath me. And I think that's what's so great about it. I don't think we have reached the bottom of her yet. Look, her future is very promising, and it's going to be interesting to see how she goes over the next sort of 6 to 12 months.
Couple of winners for you yesterday, Jay, including, race five, the Highland Race Colours with Intuiri for the Hawks stable. And this was another different ride for you, Shal Meneza out in front. And I guess the temptation was there to go a little bit early, but you obviously had confidence in the horse.
Yeah, well, he was... he was on trial at the trip. He'd sort of stepping out to 1,800 for the first time, and it looked a race devoid of speed. So we always knew we were going to be up in the firing line. When Shal Meneza sort of upped the ante from the half mile, knowing that probably, my main couple of chances were behind me, I was a little bit hesitant in setting out after the leader too early. So we just let our bloke get in a nice rhythm and travel, and gradually chipped away at the leader coming into the straight, and it was a good staying performance. It was his first time going beyond 1,500, so he's a very decent horse. He's been very consistent throughout his career, and he got his reward yesterday.
He's putting together a good record, isn't he, Jay? 9 starts, 3 wins, 4 seconds now, so you'd love to be an owner of this horse. He is so consistent. What I liked about yesterday's win, Jay, because at about the 300, he had a heap of challenges, and when you really asked him to sprint, he let down, put a little length margin on them, and he was strong late.
Yeah, he was holding them at bay. When first challenged at the 300, I actually thought a couple on my outside were actually going to go past me,
yep.
But he rallied really strong, and over the concluding stages, I felt, if anything, he probably wasn't pulling away from them, but he was well keeping them at bay. So I think from a staying perspective moving forward, it was a good sign. And, for his first time stepping out to a trip, you don't think he'd be winning again, I'd say.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Well done yesterday, Jay. Congratulations on Well, Unforgotten was the one that a lot of people wanted to talk about, but Intueri, a future there as well. Appreciate your time early on a Sunday morning too, Jay.
Not a problem. Thank you, guys.